You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis. And today, as we continue with the habit building series, once we understand the fundamentals behind why we form habits and how to build habits, we will realize how the best and fastest way to create new habits. And that's where habit rewiring comes in, because habit rewiring combines the best of hypnotherapy with a unique habit building method for permanent lasting change. So you can go from 40% of potential to 100% performance by rewiring and reprogramming the subconscious mind for success. And habit rewiring quickly gets at the heart of your subconscious issues that are causing you physical or emotional blockage. Once we access the subconscious mind, we can transform unwanted self-limiting behaviors, beliefs, and habits into more productive ones. That is why I am teaching you about habits and the foundation of habits, so that when we get ready to do habit rewiring, it is quite easy to make the transition, to experience the transformation. I have an exclusive free live webinar where I am going to talk about three powerful habit rewiring techniques that you can apply in your life to help you achieve your bigger goals, and you can do it fast. And that's why I'm teaching you about habits, so that you understand the fundamentals. When you come to the webinar, you'll have the tools you need to actually get faster results. So please go ahead and find the link in the show notes below. I would love to see you in there. I would love to meet you face to face. I would love to say hello. It is happening. So it is live. It is not recorded, one-time exclusive. So jump on before the spots get filled up. So now let's go ahead and jump into the four laws that you can use to create habits and make habits stick. So the laws are: first, you have to make it obvious. Second, you have to make it attractive. Third, you have to make it easy. And then fourth, you have to make it satisfying. So let's talk about making it obvious. You see, environment is the invisible hand that shaped human behavior. If you recall, we discussed the cue, location being a cue that triggers a craving, and that will trigger a response, and that will trigger a reward, right? So every habit is initiated by a cue. We are more likely to notice cues that stand out. That's why we have to make them obvious. Make the cues of good habits obvious in your environment so you can set yourself up for success. And gradually, your habits will become associated not with a single trigger, but the entire context surrounding the behavior. The context then becomes the cue. The environment then becomes the cue. So it's easier to build a new habit in a new environment because you are not fighting against old cues. How can we make our cues obvious? Number one is to fill out the habit scoreboard that I mentioned earlier. Write down your current habits so you can become aware of them. Number two is to design your environment. Make the cues of your good habits obvious and visible within your environment. An example was for the running and walking was to put your shoes in front of the door. So when you get home from work, you see your shoes, you know you have to put them on so you can go out for that walk or that run. Number three is to use implementation intentions, and we'll cover that next. And an example of implementation intention is, I will do this behavior at this time in this location. That's an implementation intention. You can also use habit stacking. And the formula for that is, after my current habit, I will do a new habit. That will help make the cue obvious so you can perform the new habit you're trying to create. We will discuss more on this. The second law of behavior change is make it attractive. The more attractive an opportunity is, the more likely it is to become a habit-forming behavior. habit or a dopamine-driven feedback loop. When dopamine arises, so does your motivation to act. It is the anticipation of a reward, not the fulfillment of it, not actually doing it, but the anticipation of the reward that gets us to take action. The greater the anticipation, the greater the dopamine spike. And the more motivated, the more likely you are to actually act. Temptation bundling, we'll discuss later on as well, is one way to make your habits more attractive. The strategy is to pair one action you want to do with an action you need to do. So if you want to watch Netflix and watch TV, you would sit on a medicine ball to do it. So you can do some crunches, some ab crunches or something. So how do you make it attractive? Number one, use temptation building, pair an action you want to do with an action that you need to do. Number two, join a culture, an environment where your desired behavior is the normal behavior. Join groups, meetups, family members, anyone that is already doing the desired outcome, you join them. Create a motivation ritual. Do something you enjoy immediately before a difficult habit or difficult task. Now, the third law is make it easy. Here are the ways you can make it easy. Reduce friction. Decrease the number of steps between you and your good habit. Make it super easy to do. Make it so realistic that you can do it. And I like to implement the 2-minute rule. You can do anything for 2 minutes. You can do anything for 5 minutes, but just make it easy. Get started so that the mind can gradually build upon it. Number two is to prime the environment. Prepare your environment to make future actions easier. Perfect example is if you want to hydrate first thing in the morning, it starts the night before. Get a glass of water, put it on your nightstand so it can be easy for you to drink water in the morning. Master the decisive moment. Optimize the small choices that deliver outsized impact. Act the minute you think about the action, because in 5 seconds, your brain will talk you out of it. So act quickly. Number four, use the 2-minute rule. As I just mentioned, downscale your habits until they can be done in 2 minutes or less. And then the fifth way to make it easy is to automate your habits. Invest in technology and one-time purchases that lock in future behavior, like getting an app to monitor your steps, like a Fitbit, right? Get the Hit Savers app to monitor your habits, your healthy habits that you do for your morning routine. And then the fourth law is make it satisfying. How do you make it satisfying? Well, use reinforcement. Give yourself the immediate reward when you complete your habit. Small wins count. Reward yourself always because your brain will associate it with that behavior. Make doing nothing enjoyable. Take the art of doing nothing and enjoying your time off. If you set a goal to work out three times a week, Your off day, you should totally relax and enjoy, and then you will reap the benefits. Number three is use a habit tracker to keep track of your habit streaks so you don't break the chain. I provided a habit tracker for you where you can just X out every time you've accomplished a habit. Or in the Hit Savers app, you can actually just check off every time you've hydrated, you exercised, you meditated, you wrote in your gratitude journal. It's easier if you see yourself progressing and you see a streak, there's no break in it. That will help it be more satisfying for you. And then last one is never miss twice. Life throw things at us. And if you are unable to say you miss a day of your 3 times a week exercise goal, don't miss it twice. When you forget to do a habit, make sure you get back on it, get back on track immediately. All right. So next, we will look at a few examples of habit stacking and implementation intentions to help building new habits. And if you're looking for habit rewiring with me, please do find the link on the notes below and we'll connect there because I would love to help you rewire those old habits so you can start creating and designing brand new habits to suit your new you. Stay blessed, and I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. I'll see you in the next episode.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in.